So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Zog in Mamre al pi Bezdin, Shenemer ki yipoli mimcha davar la mishpat. One becomes a Zog in Mamre only if he argues against the Bezdin. As the Mishnah elaborates, Shleishet bati dinin hoyisham. Echad yeshav al Pesach arabayis, Vechad yeshav al Pesach azara, Vechad yeshav lishkas hagazas. There were three rabbinical courts in Yerushalayim. The first one at the entrance to the Harabayis, and Rashi explains that this was actually at the entrance to the Ezus Nashim. The second one at the entrance to the Azara. These two were each a Bezdin Shel Chaf Gimel. They consisted of 23 judges. And the third one was in a room called Lishkas Hagazas, which was built in the northern wall of the Azara. This was the Sanhedrin Gedolah of 71 judges. Now, if the Zaken Mamre argued with the Bezdin in his city, they must all travel to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah describes, Boin lezeh shal pesach harabayis, va'imr kach derash tibikach dorshu chaveirai, kach lamadet tibikach lim dechaveirai. He presents his argument to the first Bezdin. Im shamu omalem. If the first Bezdin heard a ruling regarding this matter, they state their ruling. V'mlav boin lehen lo'isin shal pesach azar. Va'imr kach derash tibikach dorshu chaveirai, kach lamadet tibikach lim dechaveirai. But if the first Bezdin did not have a tradition regarding this matter, they go inside and he presents his arguments to the second Bezdin. Im shamu amalem bimlav elu boin la bezdin hagodlo shablishkas hagazas shememenu yitzitero l'chal Yisrael. If the second Bezdin did not have a tradition regarding this matter either, they go inside and he presents his argument to the third Bezdin, the Sanhedrin Gedolah, who issue rulings to all Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk states, min ha-mokam ahu asher yivchar Hashem, if the Sanhedrin Gedolah ruled against the Zaken Mamre, and when he returned home he continued to teach his original opinion to others, but he did not rule for others to act this way, he is not liable. However, if the Zaken Mamre ruled for others to act according to his original opinion, he is liable because the Pasuk states, Va'ish asher yaseh bezadon. He is only liable if he ruled for others to act this way. The Mishnah concludes, however, Talmud Shaira Las is Pater. If a student who is not eligible to be a Dayan ruled in his way, he is not liable because, as Rashi explains, Shein Lismach Al Hayra Asai, his rulings are not binding. Nimtza Chumray Kulay, his stringency of not being eligible to issue a halachic ruling turns into a leniency in that he is Pater. As the Pasuk cites the source in the Pasuk, Kibali Mimcha Daver, Ben Mufla Sheva Bezna Kasim Adaber. The Pasuk refers to one who is a member of Bezdin and is authorized to issue rulings. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the extent of the Zaken Mamre's ruling. Remeir says, Zaken Mamre ein chayiv el al davish hasedein nekars v'shegagas echatas. A Zaken Mamre is liable only if his ruling was relevant to a matter which bemeitzet is punishable with karas, and b'shege requires a karmachatas because there is a gzeir shava of the word davar. The Pasuk here states, ki palim mucha davar lamishpat. And the Pasuk of Parhelm Davar states, V'nelem Davar me'in akol. Ma'alahal Davar shechayiv azadan nekarz v'ashe gugah sechatas. Avkan Davar shechayiv azadan nekarz v'ashe gugah sechatas. Rehuda says, Al Davar she'ikarim in divrei Torah u'pirushim in divrei Sefer. He's liable for a matter which is mentioned in the Torah, and its details are derived through the Chachamim, even if it is not zedan nekarz and shegugah sechatas, because the Pasuk states, Al pi ha'Torah asher yerucha. Ad de'ikar Torah v'yerucha. The matter must be both in the Torah and through the Chacham. Shimon says, "Afilu diktik echad min diktukei sefer." He's liable even for a matter that was derived only through the Chachamim, but is not mentioned specifically in the Torah because the pasuk states, "Asher yigidu l'cha min amakom ahu, afilu kol dehu," for any matter. The Gemara now proceeds with a brisa that elaborates on the various rulings of Zaken Mamre and applies them even according to Remeir's opinion of Zaken Mamre in the Chayev El Al Davish Hazadayin Nekaris Veshigas Echatas. The Pasuk states, Ki Yipalim Mimcha Davar LaMishpat, Bin Dam LaDam, Bin Din LaDin, Bin Nega LaNega, Divirivis Bisharecha. As mentioned earlier, the words Ki Yipali refers to Bin Mufla Sheba Bezna Kasim Adabar, one who is a member of Bezna. The word Mimcha refers to Zeh Yayitz Sheidei La'aber Shanim L'Kvei Chadashim. The Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin argued in the Machlekes whether one can establish a leap year after Purim, and through his ruling Kershari Chametz BePesach, one might come to eat Chametz on the day that is considered Pesach according to the Sanhedrin, for which there is Karas V'Chatas. The word Davar refers to Zu Halacha. The Zaken Mamre and the Sanhedrin argued over a Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, such as the Machlekes in the Halacha L'Meshem Sinai of Asiri Bayishimer. If a woman saw Ziva on the 10th day of the Yud Aleph Yemish Ben Nida L'Nida, the 11 days between each Nida cycle, whether she remains Tameh on the following day, and if she goes into the Beis HaMikdash, she's liable for Karas V'chatas. The word Lamishpat refers to Zeha Din, they argued over Gzeres Shava, such as the source for Bitei Manasase. If a person was Mezana with his own daughter born out of wedlock, he's liable to Misa, and this Isser is derived through two Gzeres Shavas, Asihena Hena, Asihima Zima. The words Ben Dam Ladam refers either to Dam Nida, they argued in the Machlekes Akavi Ben Malal V'Rabban regarding Dam Hayarek, where the woman who saw greenish blood becomes a Nida, and if she goes into the Beis HaMikdash, she is liable for Karetz V'Chatos, or Dam Leid, they argued in the Machlekes Rav V'Levi regarding Mayan, a woman who sees blood continuously from after birth, when she was Tmei Leida until after you made Tayar, the waiting period in which the blood is Tar, with the Mayan Echad, this blood comes from the same source and she's considered Tameh, for which there is Karas V'chatas, or Shtei Mayanis, the blood comes from a different source and she's considered Tar. Or Damziva, they argued in the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua regarding Kishta Shleisha Yamin B'teich Achad Asur Yayim V'Shavsa. If a woman had labor pains and saw blood for 3 days during the Yod Alf Yayim, and there was a break before she gave birth, Rabbi Eliezer holds Imshavsa Me'es Le'es V'yald D'Harizu Yiled Disbezav. If the break was for any 24 hours, the blood is considered dam ziva, and she becomes tameh for which there is karas v'chatas. While Rabbi Yeshua holds laila b'yayim, only if the break was first during 12 hours of the night and then 12 hours of the day, the blood is considered dam ziva. But if the night and day hours were not consecutive, the blood is not dam ziva, and she is tahira from ziva. The words bein din ladin refer either to din and nefashis. They argued in the machlekes Rebbe v'Rabban regarding the skam al haragazeh b'haragazeh. The person wanted to kill one person, and instead the stone landed on another person. Rebbe holds the Ritzeach must give the heir as monetary compensation, while the Rabban holds the Ritzeach does not give compensation. And as Rashi explains, this matter might lead to Karas V'chatas if the heir extracted compensation and was Mekadesh a woman with this money. If the Sanhedrin ruled like Rebbe, the condition is effective, and she is an Esh HaSish, for which there is Karas V'chatas because the money belonged to him. While the Zakir Mami ruled like the Rabbanan, the condition is not effective, and she is not an Esh HaSish because the money did not belong to him, and accordingly, one who marries this woman as per the Zakir Mami is liable for Karas V'chatas. Or Dinam Mamanis. They argued in the Machlekes Mover Bavo regarding Shnaim Shadanu, where the decision of only two judges is valid, and if two Dayanim extracted money from one party and gave it to the other party, this matter might lead to Karas V'chatas as before if he was Mekadesh, a woman with this money. Or Dinamakis. They argued in the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanan regarding Malkus, where the Malkus is administered by three judges, or only 23 judges. And if the Malkus of three judges was unlawful, they must compensate their victim for his bruises, and this matter might lead to Karas V'chatas, as before if the victim was Mekadesh, a woman with this money. The words Benega Lenega refer either to Nige Adam. They argued in the Machlekes Rabbi Shuv Rabbanan regarding in Baheres Kadam Lasar Halav and Tamei. If a white hair appears in an existing nega, it is a sign of tuma. Im sar lavan kadam l'baharis tar. If the white hair appears before the nega, it is not a sign of tuma. Safek, if it's not known whether the white hair came before or after the nega, the rabban hold tame, and if he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he is liable for karas v'chatas, while Rabbi Yeshua holds tar. Or negibatim, they argued in the machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, where the tumas negoim on the house applies only if the nega was spread on the two cornerstones, but if it was not on the cornerstones, only on one stone, the rabban hold the house is tummy, and the person who entered this house and then went into the Beis HaMikdash is liable for karas v'chatas, while the Rabbi Shimon holds the house is tar. Or negi begadim, they argued in the machlekes Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtumas v'rabbanan regarding pricha bebegadim taira. If a garment had a nega, and then the nega spread throughout the entire garment, since the garment remained tummy, and someone who brings the garment into the Beis HaMikdash is liable for karas v'chatas, or the garment becomes tar. This discussion continues in the next daf.